We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We are joined right now by the grand poobah of all things Washington Wild Things. He is Tony Busilli. He is charged with putting together the greatest celebrity softball event in the country every single year. It sounds like I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. It's absolutely not. All the proceeds benefit the Hayward House. Doran puts this on with Cam Hayward. And Tony, you do a great job of stacking the deck here of reaching out to, I would guess hundreds of celebrities. Oh, yeah. We should probably turn his microphone on, Harry.
Maybe.
There we go.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, about 100. There's a couple years ago, like when we made it really big, like in 2013 or 2023, that I probably did like 1,500 invites. Yeah. It was ridiculous. Dorn was like CC'd in all of them. I felt terrible, but he survived. But yeah, it's
Well, you got to, because you got to say Doran's going to be in it, and it lends credence to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like not just some slappy from Western PA, like, hey, why don't you come on out?
Nobody cares about my email. It's all about Doran Dickerson at his personal Gmail.
Yeah. I did say this the other day. It is amazing how many people actually play in the game and the different names you see that play in this game, but the amount of celebrities in big names that initially commit, because it takes about a year to put this together every single year. And Tony, like, let's not get this twisted, Tony does all the work, but it takes a long time for this to go down, right? And he reaches out to a lot of people, and initially a lot of people, they're like, yeah, like, I'm interested. And then, you know, celebrities have different schedules. Sure. They got to change, and some of them can't make it. The amount of people that initially commit and then can't make it at the end that have huge names is insane.
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 Wasn't Jalen Rose one of the...
We had Jalen.
He was there.
We had Jalen. I told you guys, I don't think we ever like talked about it because it never came to fruition, but Lil Wayne was right this year, and it was like the first one to commit of all people, and it's him and Cam, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm in. I'm flying in from Vegas to do it, and then concert schedules every change it, but the concept of Lil Wayne showing up here and flying in to play softball would have been insane. And then Harry Callis yelling at him about how he's running the bases. I mean, that would be content lore.
So the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Game, Monday, July 14th at EQT Park. That's where the Washington Wild Things play. 7 p.m. first pitch. I would advise personally people to get there early because there's a lot of cool stuff going on beforehand, including when all y'all are taking batting practice, and it is something to watch because all you professional athletes are trying to one-up each other, and you do. I mean, some towering fly balls. You texted me, because we used this for Quiz Callis the other day, the team offense. So here's who we got, some dudes on the roster here. Christian Kuntz, Rutger McGroarty, Kendall Verdes, Larry Nance Jr., Jesse James, Joey Molinaro, Will Howard, Duck Hodges.
Yep.
Awesome. Connor Hayward and Matt Light.
Yep.
So that's team offense. You got team defense over there?
I do. I got team defense. Cam, Richard Sherman, James Harrison, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, Joe Hayden, Patrick Peterson, Jack Sawyer. Cam's got a couple of his friends from California flying in. One's involved with the FX show, Dave. With Little Dicky, not my cup, but Cam, like Cam does his thing. And another actress and her husband flying in. He was on American Ninja Warrior. So, yeah, they got some Cam connections there. And, I we always try to do like a really cool wide range of talent and ability and just kind of their roots of where they come from. But should be fun. I'll never probably do the event again after a 6-game homestand. So we've had home games Tuesday to Thursday. We swept that series, and then we play tonight through Sunday, and then I go right into celebrity softball. So I'll be feeling great, but never again after 6 games.
This is my favorite event of the year, and you know, just kind of gets me back to whenever I was playing, and I'm sure that a lot of guys that are playing and playing football and going to camp soon feel this way. Like, this to me kicks off the Steelers season, you know, with the amount of Steelers players that play in this game, the current Steelers, the former Steelers, like, this is the last time you're really going to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, because the next week and the week and a half or 2 weeks later, like, you're getting ready. You're getting your stuff packed. Like, you're getting things aligned to get ready for training camp. Like, this is the last event before you have to report to training camp and play football for 7 months. And this is a great event for people and fans to be able to be as up close and personal to see,
yes,
you know, some of your favorite players. Like, a lot of Ohio State fans are going to be able to, you know, get as close as possible as you possibly can to Jack Sawyer, to Will Howard, to Cam Hayward. Like, it is a great event that, you know, we put on here. And obviously raising money for the Hayward House is the biggest part of it. So I'm excited to be a part of it again. What year is this?
Five. Year five.
Five. Wow.
Crazy.
Did you have anything to do with it with Antonio Brown back in the day?
I was there working. That was not my event, but I definitely have some good stories and some. I mean, it was certainly. I mean, you've been around ours now, and not. I didn't really organize all the details of that, but that was a hot mess, as you would expect. I mean, showing up late, creating problems. Like, the on-field access was a disaster, as you could imagine. Like, getting people off the field to start the game because they invite everybody out on the field to do all that stuff. So. Yeah, that was a big problem. It was cool, like Drew Rosenhaus walking around on a cell phone on our field. I'm like, that's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, it was, I think fortunately now with what we learned from that event and what I saw,
yeah,
being able to kind of apply something new and a little more organized, a little more hopefully professional than it was then. And it's kind of, like you said, every year we get so much positive feedback from the guys participating, you guys coming out and experiencing. I think more and more as the station got involved and talent got involved, they have a good time, and it's kind of grown its lore here in the area.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
To your point, Doran, Steelers tweeted out yesterday, 2 weeks until the first camp practice. So we are 13 days away from the first Steelers camp practice, and the report date is sooner than that. We are there.
Yes, we are.
Baby.
Yep.
But you're right about the feedback. Like, all the guys, like all the players, the repeat players. You can't have players wanting to come back and spend their time doing this if it's not a first-class, world-class event.
Yeah. We try to compete with MLB. Like, MLB does their own, like, celebrity game, and every year I look at their roster and I want to, like, line it up. Like, okay, who's got the better roster? If I'm competing with MLB for their all-star celebrity game, like, I'm cool with, like, my effort levels, and we're always kind of fighting over the same people depending on dates. But I guess I'm curious on your guys' end, like, have you guys thought of any strategies of roster building? Have you got, you and Callis kind of shared some ideas?
Well, Crowley doesn't have a say anymore because he lost his manager job to me because he didn't think that I would get more than half of the players' occupations right. He didn't think I knew who they were, and I got 7 out of 10.
Perfect.
So it's all up to me. I've got a strategy for sure, yes.
I got Derek Shelton.
Okay, great.
Mm. He's Donnie Kelly over here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure you just roll the ball out there and let the athletes do their thing.
Well,
yeah.
you got to put, you know, where everybody's going to go, because, you know, that has been a situation before. It's like, where do I play? Where am I playing at?
Yeah.
And then they're all looking at me, and I'm like, I don't want to offend anybody, obviously. So you're going to have to take control of that, Callis, and do what you see as necessary of each position everybody should play.
I think that's why I'm a better manager than Crowley would be, because Crowley would get offended. He'd start being scared. He'd start being like, where am I going to put these people? I'm just going to put a lineup together, and they're going to go.
Right. I don't disagree with that whatsoever.
And post it on in the dugout.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
I'm just ready for 6'8 Larry Nance Jr. to, like, walk up the cow and be like, where do you want me to play?
You said right field, is it? Okay.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.